Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, January 4th, 2021. This morning I will talk about Jesus. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for graciously sending your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give glory to his name, our perfect priest, prophet, and king. In the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to listen to his voice and obey his commands. In Jesus' name, amen. The Apostle Creed reads in its second line, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord. Names often tell a story. The name Jesus Christ is no exception. When we use the name Jesus in English, we are transliterating the Greek of the New Testament. Jesus' given name is actually Joshua, which means he saves in Hebrew. However, because Greek does not have the sh sound, Joshua could not be accurately transliterated into the New Testament Greek. Consequently, we have borrowed Jesus from the Greek. Joshua's role in the Old Testament is instructive. Moses commanded Joshua to lead the nation of Israel with these words. And the Lord commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the people of Israel into the land which I swore to give them. I will be with you. This is Deuteronomy 30:23. Jesus' given name, Joshua, summarizes his commission. However, Jesus' salvation arises as he brings us not into the promised land, but into heaven. This salvation, furthermore, arises not from law, but from grace. When we use the name Jesus Christ, Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ translates the Hebrew word Messiah into Greek, and it means anointed one, because during the commissioning process, oil was poured on your head. Priests, prophets, and kings were anointed. The New Testament pictures Jesus fulfilling the role of each of these three types of messiahs. Jesus' messianic role is highlighted in the book of Hebrews, where we read, So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you. As he says in another place, You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. This is Hebrews 5:5-6. Melchizedek was the king of Salem, which was later called Jerusalem, and he was also a priest. In Hebrew, Melchizedek means righteous king, and some believe it to be a title given to Shem, the righteous son of Noah. Saying that Jesus is a priest of the order of Melchizedek expresses the idea that he is also a king. In Matthew 24:1-2, Jesus prophesied the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, which occurred later in AD 70, confirming his prophetic role. When we confess that Jesus is the only Son of God, we acknowledge his divinity and exclusivity as Savior. Jesus' infinite nature poses a problem for us because we are finite. Only someone divine can cross the divide between the infinite and the finite. In Jesus Christ, God crosses the divide to initiate conversation and mediate for us an act of grace as high priest. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.